The following is a presentation of the Houston Texans. Texans Extra Points is brought to you by Reliant, an NRG company, and by your local Ford dealers. Ford is the best in Texas.
Welcome one, welcome all to Texans Extra Points. We're so very happy that you're with us, especially you Canadians out there. Happy Boxing Day to you. My name is Drew Doherty, and man, this is going to be a fun show because the Texans are on the verge of making the playoffs. Before we get into the quick hits, got to introduce my panel today, my good friend DP Sito of HoustonTexans.com, Texans Radio, Texans TV, and former Pro Bowl center himself, Chris Myers. Guys, good to see you guys. You're also on the radio now, Sports Radio 610. We got a lot to discuss. Sit tight, because before we do that talking, we got to talk about the playoffs. Playoffs? I'll do that Jim Moore thing, get that out of the way. But the Houston Texans, with a win tomorrow and a Colts loss at Miami, they're in the playoffs. Now, a lot of other stuff has to happen if those two things don't happen, but needless to say, that would be cool. But the Texans themselves, not thinking about the playoffs.
It's a very focused group, and you know, we know how to lock in, we know how to take care of business. I mean, this is, we're talking about a team that was 2-5 one time, and you know, blocked out everything, blocked out all the doubt and what everyone was saying, and turned it around.
Lost in all the fun of that playoff chatter was the fact that T.J. Yates had to go on the injured reserve, tore his left ACL last week at Indianapolis. So what did the Texans do? They went out and found themselves somebody to take a spot.
We signed B.J. Daniels. You know, he's a guy that can do a lot of different things. We've known about him for a long time, from his days in college and when he was in Seattle. He can play quarterback, he can play wide receiver, he can do a lot of different things.
Don't know how much we'll see of McDaniels tomorrow when the Texans take on the Titans, but they are ready for Tennessee in that game in Nashville.
To have a division game this week, we definitely got to maintain focus and continue to fight.
If we take care of our business these next 2 weeks, we don't have to worry about any scenarios or anything like that.
That's the week that was in Texans football. Let's bring in our guests, almost said our panel, but our guests, DP Sidhu, Chris Myers. Let's start with you, DP. What a wacky 3-4 months this has been, because if I'd said, hey, DP, Brandon Wheaton's going to be your quarterback in week 15, you would have said,
What are you talking about, Drew? But you know what? Maybe I wouldn't have, because it's been such a weird and wacky season. I don't even know if wacky is wacky enough to describe everything that's happened this year, because it's not even the fact that we're on our fifth quarterback as far as the depth chart goes. It's the way that we've been on this emotional roller coaster all year long. To start off the season 2-5 and then to go 5-2, nobody knew that we would be sitting in this position right now. And a lot of things had to happen in the AFC South with Andrew Luck going out and the Colts really struggling. But to be one step away from the playoffs, it's an exciting feeling that a lot of us didn't see early on.
Chris, you're the perfect guy to talk to about this as well, because you went through 2011. You saw your slew of quarterbacks then. You were here last year with the four that played significant time. What have you seen this year that's got you impressed that you might not have seen in those previous years?
I think it was touching on what DP talked about, just the way the ebbs and the flows of the early in the season happened with the whole quarterback controversy, the whole Ryan Mallett situation, and the way that the organization was able to handle that and move on. And then, you know, they started the season, like you said, 2-5, and there was a lot of turmoil. And after that Atlanta game, Miami game, I think everyone kind of just went in the dumps and probably thought, you know, this may be it. And but from the coaching perspective, in terms of them actually at halftime saying, you know what, we're probably not going to win this game, but let's go win the second half. And they had an approach to that second half of that game and wanted to take that on and carry that through the rest of the season. And it's paid dividends, because they took that personality from that second half of that game and turned it completely around. So that's a testament to the coaches and how they handle the players.
Yeah, that second half you're referencing is back in week 7 when they were at Miami, because the second half of this game against Miami, not as dire a set of circumstances, because you go in trailing by a touchdown, but you'd just gotten a field goal and your defense had really clamped down and would continue to clamp down the rest of the way. Let's give O'Brien some credit, but how much credit should we give Bill O'Brien?
I think it's a lot of credit, because what could have happened after that Miami game, he could have lost the locker room, he could have lost everybody for the season, but he rallied the troops, came back out there, he owned up to mistakes that he had made early on in the season and said, all right, it's a fresh start moving forward. And The Tennessee game before the bye week, we started to see a little bit of that. And we go into the bye week and come out at Cincinnati. And, you know, we didn't really know what the personality of the team was going to be. But we saw pretty early on that Bill O'Brien had rallied the troops. And mentally, everybody was in the right place in the second half of the season.
In college and the NFL, you played for a lot of great coaches. What have you seen from Bill O'Brien this season?
Luckily, being able to play with him under him for last season, 2014, mm-hmm. I got a real look into how he operates on a daily basis. And approaching this season, obviously there were playoff aspirations after not making the year before. And to have the early on kind of failures of the season and to be able to kind of rally the troops and be able to keep them on pace mentally, because everywhere outside this building was obviously giving no chance for the Texans to be able to make the playoffs at 2-5. So for them to be able to stay the course and have veterans in the locker room like they brought in as a Vince Wilfork, who's seen all the success of the New England Patriot organization, but probably hadn't had the negativity of a 2-5 season. But for him to be able to kind of keep everyone afloat and have guys in the locker room that have fully bought in to Coach O'Brien was huge.
All right, we got a lot more to discuss, but first we got to get into some stuff with John Harris. He's great at X's and O's, but did you also know he's a mathematician? It's only natural that John Harris takes us by the numbers.
6. That's the number of catches Jalen Strong has in his rookie campaign. Half have been of the touchdown variety, and all 3 of those scores came against the Indianapolis Colts. None, though, was bigger than his fourth quarter flyer on Sunday at Lucas Oil Stadium. 72. That's the number of yards the Texans defense allowed in the second half of their win at Indy. They also kept the Colts off the scoreboard after the intermission as well. 2. If the Texans win their final pair of games, they're in the playoffs. No ifs, ands, or buts. They're likely in with a split in the final 2 weeks, but they'd have to do a little scoreboard watching. I'm John Harris, and this is By the Numbers.